KDOW, Colin Chase and Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He was the ISIS boogeyman, masked, wearing black, pointing a knife at us in those beheading videos.
Obama, you have started your aerial bombardment in Sham, which keeps on striking our people.
Now the U.S. is nearly sure Jihadi John was killed in an airstrike in Syria. He was a terrorist from Britain. Fox's Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, British Prime Minister David Cameron calling it a strike at the heart of ISIS.
We have been working with the United States, literally around the clock, to track him down.
Jihadi John, real name Mohammed Mwazi, was born in Kuwait but grew up here in London. He fronted ISIS execution videos featuring American, British, Japanese and Syrian people. Secretary of State John Kerry saying if Mwazi's death is confirmed, it shows ISIS days are numbered. The daughter of one of Mwazi's victims saying she felt instant relief at the news. Dave?
Simon, there's been a firing at the Pentagon. Fox's Rachel Sutherland explains live from Washington.
It's almost unheard of for a top military general to be fired, but that's what happened to Army Lieutenant General Ron Lewis, ousted from his position for alleged misconduct. Defense Secretary Ash Carter wouldn't elaborate on the allegations against his now former top aide, but the Washington Post is reporting it has to do with an improper relationship. Lewis will serve in the office of the Vice Chief of the Army while the investigation continues. Dave.
Rachel, a Secret Service agent put on leave due in court in Delaware today, accused of sexually soliciting and sending obscene pics of himself to who he thought was a 14-year-old girl, but was really an undercover cop. Donald Trump wasn't pulling punches in Iowa last night, again questioning what Ben Carson wrote about his youth.
How stupid are the people of Iowa? How stupid are the people of the country to believe this crap?
And the Republican presidential candidate continued to call for moving illegal immigrants. President Obama told ABC,
imagine the images on the screen flashed around the world as we were dragging parents away from their children.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNex meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNex meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And ContourNex gives you a second chance, allowing you to reapply to the same strip when the first sample is not enough, saving you time and money. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. Find Contour Next at your local Walgreens.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Just $3 a day could buy the average Texan health insurance. And with a fine for not having insurance increasing to almost $700 next year, it just doesn't make sense to put it off any longer. Go to InsureHealthTX.org. That's InsureHealthTX.org.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
All right, man. Everything's all set for tonight. Nobody will be home.
Cool. What time can I come over?
The party is starting around 8. Just remember, you gotta bring something for the party.
There's a liquor cabinet. It's full, but it's locked.
Dang. I mean, there's the medicine cabinet. We got cough syrup, headache stuff. Ooh, and mom's nerve and pain stuff. Perfect. Grab as much as you can.
The liquor cabinet is not the only cabinet that needs to be locked. For more information, visit StopRxDrugAbuse.org.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by StarTex Propane, now serving Bryan College Station. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A split vote by the College Station City Council means the Brazos Central Appraisal District has been stopped a second time from buying land and building its own offices.
The council's 4-3 vote to postpone means the same as voting no. According to BCAD, state law gave the council 30 days to approve the request, and the 30th day is today. Julie Schultz wanted more time, in part for BCAD to get in writing a financing plan calling for a fixed-rate mortgage instead of a balloon payment.
BCAD go back to the county and sit down and have a conversation, and if there is some other option to put this facility on something that is not on the tax roll, that is what I'm going to almost always choose, especially if they're reasonably similar. They're not that drastic, in my opinion.
Steve Aldridge was among supporting the recommendations of the BCAD board, which is appointed by the two councils, two school boards, and the county.
I know them all individually. They're sharp. They make good decisions. They are good stewards of what they are doing. We have entrusted them with this responsibility. This is their desire and wish to move forward and do so.
Nancy Berry, Blanche Brick, and James Benham voted to postpone, while John Nichols and Carl Mooney supported the appraisal district's recommendation. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M students will not be charged a $20 fee starting next year to beef up advising services, but there will be a tuition increase for incoming students. Those were among unanimous votes during yesterday's Board of Regents meeting. Regent Charles Schwartz of Houston says A&M President Michael Young agreed to find the money for the student advising initiatives from other sources.
President Young and Chancellor Sharp said that we're not going to give up on advising. We think it's really a good program, and we'll find the money.
Regent Bob Albritton of Fort Worth addressed students who opposed next year's tuition increases for incoming students.
I can unequivocally tell each and every one of you all in this room, you got the best there is to get. We have done and turned over every rock we can to make sure that this increase was the right increase.
Schwartz says students are paying only one-third the cost of their education. The rest is made up by state sources and charitable giving. Early in yesterday's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting, Chancellor John Sharp announced a federal lawsuit over the use of the trademark Home of the 12th Man.
10 minutes ago, Texas A&M University filed suit against the National Football League's Indianapolis Colts in the United States District Court for the Southern District of Texas in Houston, seeking to protect our 12th Man trademark rights.
Sharp said the lawsuit followed repeated attempts to resolve the matter. This is at least the third time A&M has dealt with the NFL an NFL team over the 12th Man. A lawsuit was settled in 2006 with the Seahawks, and almost 4 years ago, the Broncos were contacted after a parachutist flew into Mile High Stadium waving a 12th Man flag. This week's Bryan City Council meeting provided another update on a pair of parks projects from City Manager Keene Register.
According to the contractor schedule for the Williamson Skate Park, construction documents are to be completed late this month, with construction set to begin in December.
Construction of the new pool at Sadie Thomas Park could start before the end of the month and is still projected to open for the start of swimming season next year. The council was also reminded of next week's public meeting to receive comments about Bryan's next comprehensive plan, which includes parks. That gathering is next Tuesday night, starting at 6 at the Brazos Center. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by StarTex Propane. More local news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
StarTex Propane, a family business since 1975, has been serving Central Texas for over 30 years, and now serving Bryan College Station. StarTex Propane offers all kinds of services, from residential to commercial installation, hookups and appliance conversions, and StarTex Propane even leases and sells all sizes of tanks. StarTex will also meet or beat on propane prices. Visit StarTexPropane.com or call StarTex Propane today and mention WTAW for a discount. 1-800-792-3487.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Celebrate the harvest with a full day of outdoor fun. Bring your family to the Harvest Festival at Royalty Pecan Farms, Saturday, November 14th. It's acres and acres of games, food, vendors, holiday gift ideas, and there's no admission charge. Enjoy the popular farm tour and a day of fall fun just west of Bryan on Highway 21 at the Brazos River. Celebrate the new Royalty Pecan crop at the Harvest Festival, November 14th. Fall fun for the whole family. Brought to you in part by Pilger Tire, Sioux Falls Prater, JM Trailers, and High Point Energy.
Are you or is someone you love suffering from sandwich envy? Do you look longingly at other Subway sandwiches and wish they were your own? Not surprisingly, this is a common side effect of the Subway chicken and bacon ranch melt. With tender all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, Monterey cheddar, and cool creamy ranch on freshly baked bread. Fortunately, there is an effective cure for sandwich envy. Get to Subway and grab your own chicken and bacon ranch melt today. It's that simple. Subway. Eat fresh. Warning, while eating chicken and bacon ranch melt, those around you may begin to suffer from their own sandwich envy.
When disaster strikes, only one service is always there. Over-the-air FM radio. From blizzards to hurricanes, tornadoes to tropical storms, the risk of power outages, telephone, data, and mobile service loss could be dire unless you have your cell phone's FM radio chip turned on.
We had no power.
But we were informed and kept safe with the radio in our phone.
Protect your family, yourself, and anyone you care about with one simple yet significant act. Activate the FM chip in your cell phone.
Turn it on.
Visit freeradioonmyphone.org.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Special weekend for you. Have some folks coming in, maybe for the football game or for some other reason. Then Peach Creek Vineyards invites you out. Peach Creek Vineyards, tucked away in the Peach Creek community south of College Station, has a wonderful venue for you. You know, you can go out there and see it ahead of time. You can book this this covered area that overlooks ponds and the vineyard itself for some sort of special occasion that you may have coming up. You can go have a look at that. Most importantly, you can just kind of go out and enjoy yourself there. Bring your own snacks, or you can purchase some snacks from them at Peach Creek Vineyards and enjoy, of course, their fine wines. They have a gift shop with a lot of wine-type items for the wine lover, and it's an opportunity for you to basically kick back and relax in a pretty unique winery. In addition, if you want to become a member of their wine club, you get a discount on the wines and priority and special prices when it comes to renting the facility. If you'd like to get some more information on the special events that they have, stop out and see them. They're open today from 1 until 5. Saturdays noon to 6 and Sundays from 1 until 5. Or find out all the information about the wines they have and what's available for you at peachcreekvineyards.com.
At TIAA Cref, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom! More impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Good morning, it's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Show me a sign. Build me a...
That's not right. We'll do that in a minute. Let's do the weather right now.
Mostly cloudy for today with a passing shower or two possible. Temperatures 60 to 65. Overnight, we're partly to mostly cloudy. Lows are 45 to 50. Intervals of clouds and sunshine for tomorrow. Temperatures anywhere from 60 to 65. Partly to mostly cloudy. Chance of showers tomorrow night. Lows 45 to 50. And we could have some showers Sunday. Highs anywhere from 65 to 70 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll check your sports here in just a bit with Aggie football on the horizon being tomorrow. High school football tonight, and they're in the playoffs, plus basketball all right here in our own backyard. We'll get you caught up at about 7:50.
As far as showers around here, you guys had said you saw little sprinkles, and there is a little bit of light shower activity right around, down around Independence and Navasota. A little bit heavier stuff that you'll find over between, say, here and I-45. But that's about it for right now. Again, Just so you know, if the forecast is right, we're looking at an 80% chance of rain on Monday and Tuesday during the day and a 70% chance of rain at night on Monday. And some of that rain could be heavy. So just saying. Yesterday, didn't get a chance to really talk about this because Ben comes. You know how Ben just kind of sucks all the air out of the room and all the time off the clock.
That would be Scott DeLucia that said.
Anyway, yesterday was the anniversary of the first ever drive-in bank.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
America at that time, that's November the 12th, 1946. America at that time was a land of opportunity and promise. It was a land that was about being able to go and do what you wanted to because you had an automobile. Well, back in those days, the idea of drive-in expanded to all kinds of things. There were gas stations. There were movie theaters. There were grocery stores. And the Exchange National Bank of Chicago included a drive-in bank. Now, my first thought is, I guess there were some cars that had power steering, but most of them didn't. They were pretty big cars. And, you know, nowadays, you pretty much pull into the drive-in lane and, you know, you got one hand cocked over the steering wheel and just kind of driving in pretty easy. But think about those first folks who tried to maneuver their way in there. And already, and still, do you have trouble getting to the point where it's close enough for you to reach, or do you have to open your door to be able to reach to get the little Dumaflachi that goes into the teller? I'm thinking it probably was fairly comical to watch for the first little time as people got used to being able to maneuver into those tight spaces just so they could bank without getting out of their car. Now, for folks who've lived here a long time, we had a really neat innovation, and I can't remember what year it would have been. I want to say probably late 60s. The First National Bank was in downtown Bryan, at what's now William Joel Bryan and Main. A block south of there, right next to the Palace Theater, they put in drive-in windows there because obviously everybody wanted drive-in windows, but like so many banks in small towns in Texas, the bank building itself filled up the whole lot. So where are you going to have your drive-in convenience? So they basically had, again, in late 1960s, television cameras and a little screen where you could see the teller, and they called it, you ready? Television. They did. No, honest to goodness, that's what they called it. First National Bank of Bryan had television. And of course, now we don't think anything about it. Now they put annoying ads on there while we have to wait for the money to come back. But back then, that was pretty interesting.
I was going to say, right now it sounds like a bad pun, but I guess back then that was probably like space agey sounding.
It was.
It's television.
Exactly. No, it really was. It was.
And we're going to the moon.
Yeah, it was cutting-edge technology back then. But anyhow, so today or yesterday was the anniversary of the first drive-in bank in U.S. America. Today, for its part, today is the anniversary of the Holland Tunnel opening up in New York. Now, this is in 1927. It cost $48 million in 1927.
Wow.
Is that like $11 billion today?
Yeah, I don't think there's a number for that.
In 1927, most people didn't know what $1 million was, and they spent $48 million. I think the biggest problem was that New Yorkers were angry because they didn't end up in Amsterdam. They were in New Jersey.
Oh, my gosh.
Holland Tunnel.
There's a picture of the cars lined up to go in there.
Yeah.
They all look exactly the same. It looks like a military parade. They're definitely different cars, but not like today's variety.
I understand. Well, you say that. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but think about how many times you're mistaken by the car that goes by.
Well, I'm looking at it. I would say they're all Model Ts, but you look a little closer and some are different.
1927. Man,
a few hundred American flags across the street, too. That's nice. Bunting.
Again, I don't know how you would be able to figure out what $48 million was in 1927 as opposed to today.
I'll ask Wolfram Alpha.
Okay.
Oh, you've never heard of this thing?
Well, go ahead and get the answer.
Yeah,
and
I will.
Tell us about
it. Now, give me the number again. 40 million?
48.4.
All right. Go.
Wolfram Alpha.
Yeah, okay. That's Find one more thing I can ruin my day on.
Oh, you can ask it what the weather was like on your birthday and the location that you were born.
Interesting.
You're never allowed to complain about being called Geek Boy ever.
Wow, no kidding. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So did we get an answer?
I'm working on 1927.
Oh, okay. All right. Here we go. All right. So we'll have that. In the meantime, really important news. David Hasselhoff has changed his name to David Hoff officially.
What?
Yep. Posted a video clip on Twitter showing documents with his new name saying, quote, "Big news today and a massive relief for me. I hope everyone can understand. It feels great."
Oh, my God. Because you don't hassle the Hoff.
I don't know what that means. So, anyway.
I figured it out.
Okay.
Wolfram Alpha is as amazing as I was going to say it was.
Okay.
I typed in, because to try this in Google, and I don't think it'll work. Maybe Google's caught up. $48.4 million in 1927 dollars today.
Yeah.
That's what I typed.
Okay.
It figured out what I meant.
Okay. And did it call you stupid on top of it or no?
Almost. Okay. Almost. Okay. I've got a chart showing that it really kicked up probably about the time we got off the gold standard in the 70s, 60s, 70s. It would be $671.2 million today, a total inflation factor of 13.87.
Oh,
thank you, Wolfram Alpha.
That's not as much as they thanked you for asking
them? I thanked them.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, did you actually type in the thank you? Because maybe you'll get a little Bitcoin back from them or something.
Thank you.
Yeah, very nice.
Let's see. You're welcome.
All right. Okay. No, wait. All right. That brings up something else. In today's society, when you say thank you, what do they say?
No problem.
That's exactly right. That is exactly what they say. Well, I didn't think it was going to be a problem, but nobody says you're welcome. I find it to be fascinating.
My pleasure.
Well, because a lot of people also don't say thank you. They say, oh, really appreciate that. No problem.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's just the way that's happened. Okay. Well, I don't know what that is, but I guess on some other day you'll tell us about it. But it's that sounds rather interesting.
I'll tell you what. If you're a person who does math homework, try typing in one of your solve for X type things.
Sure.
Okay. It's pretty smart.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, you got to show your work.
It shows the work
for you. Oh, that's not good. Okay, can you take a screenshot and turn that in with your homework?
No, you just copy it back down.
So, there you go. Okay, that's how to pass school. You've learned it here.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, all right. Anyway, in the meantime, I'm not going to do that one now. I'm saving
it. Gotta wait till later.
Oh, yeah, I really do. That'll get us in a lot of trouble. In the meantime, so what kind of an alarm clock do you use? I mean, what works for you? For most people, it's just give me one that's across the room so I have to get up.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Which, again, is really, it's a good idea. Especially if you have to get up at strange hours like we do. But, I mean, they've had some where they drop, blocks of wood on you or whatever.
If you have blocks of wood?
Yeah, we've done that.
How long alarm clock do you have?
Well, I don't, but we've talked about it. Every year when that patent comes up, it was a little alarm clock that you said it would drop wooden blocks on your head.
Good heavens!
Excuse me, it would work.
I'd wake up in terror like 7 minutes before.
Okay.
Excuse
me, problem solved,
be
right?
Be moving like a ninja in bed. Right.
If you have a hard time waking up from the alarm clock when it goes off, Simon Gertz has created an alarm clock that gets your attention by slapping your face until you wake up.
Show me a sign. Yeah. Build me a banner. CC Creations is known for full-color indoor and outdoor signs, banners, vehicle wraps, and graphics. Wall wraps, too, of all sizes, shapes, and colors. The experienced staff of custom designers at CC Creations will amaze you with their creativity and productivity. If your business, event, church, or school needs that added punch of excitement, custom-made especially for you, shop CC Creations. From temporary to permanent signage needs, CC Creations is your trusted sign source. CCCreationsUSA.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
What if you could get the very best food from all around the country with the guaranteed lowest prices? Oh, and what if it's all shipped directly to your door absolutely free? Well, rejoice, food lovers. DirectEats.com is here. DirectEats gives every consumer the freedom to find the best food at the best prices based on their diet, taste, or needs. That's because at DirectEats.com, the whole country is your supermarket. There's no membership fee, so give it a try. Just go to DirectEats.com and place your order today. DirectEats.com is the largest online natural and organic superstore. From locally made barbecue sauces to an array of nut-free, paleo, gluten-free, or anything and everything in between, the options go on and on. At DirectEats, they have over 20,000 food products at the guaranteed lowest prices, and they ship them absolutely free to your door. There's no membership fee, so why not get started on your next food adventure? Stop by DirectEats.com today. That's DirectEats.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. So we got the new Peanuts movie out, right? Okay, that's something new and different. That's going to be the, I guess, probably number two again this week. The voice of Charlie Brown is behind bars.
Oh, what did he do?
The former child actor and star of the Peanuts cartoons, the old ones, not the one that's out right now, Peter Robbins, pled guilty to making criminal threats. He's 59 years old, lives in Oceanside, California now, faces nearly 5 years in prison for allegedly threatening to hurt a mobile home park manager and trying to hire a hitman to kill the San Diego sheriff.
Oh, my gosh.
Not Peter's first run-in with the law. A few years back, he confessed to stalking a former girlfriend and her cosmetic surgeon.
Good grief.
Another child star gone wrong. What can you say? But this one was Charlie Brown. All right, here we go. 7:26, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Cloudy today, about 63 for a high. Slight chance of showers. Tonight we'll be down around 50. Tomorrow, pretty much the same deal. No mention of showers, but it'll be cloudy and 63. Then a change in the weather coming up. 20% chance of rain on Sunday with a high of 67, so a little bit warmer, and certainly warmer in the evening, 61. But got a frontal passage coming. 80% chance of rain on Monday. Monday night, a 70% chance of heavy rain with wind, and Tuesday, an 80% chance of heavy rain with wind. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 7. Humidity is 51%. We have overcast skies, and it's 58.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Public Policy Institute of California released a report this week that's full of great news, if you happen to be a Democrat. According to their study, half of the illegal immigrants in the state, it's about 1.4 million people, have incomes low enough to qualify for full Medi-Cal benefits. Oh, goody! That's just great for the Democrats. Last June, California Governor Jerry Brown signed a state budget that, for the very first time, included Medi-Cal funds to pay for 170,000 illegal immigrant kids. In a few years, this will end up costing the state about $132 million every year. But now, thanks to this new study, Democrats can prove how insufficient the funding is. After all, here are almost a million more people who are poor, downtrodden, thirsty, and in the state illegally. And they need help, too. It's not right to merely provide money for some kids when the need is so enormous. Now, if you think my take is wrong, you're wrong. Last year, the Democrats proposed a plan to extend Medi-Cal to illegal immigrant adults. The price tag came in over $1 billion, so they put it on the back burner. But now with this new report, State Senator Ricardo Lara said he's going to dust it off and try to push it through again. I mean, after all, how can we close our eyes to the poor, the needy, the thirsty, even if they are here illegally? I mean, it just wouldn't be fair, right? What about the families?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel. Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home. Well, that's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi or when you shop online. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, they have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all of those breadcrumbs get messy. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do and feel better protected. Plans start at only $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. And save 10% on your membership. Call 800-440-4833. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Brazos Central Appraisal District has been stopped a second time from buying land to build its own offices.
The College Station City Council voted 4-3 to postpone action. Due to state law requiring the council to say yes by today, postponement equaled a no vote. And because the Appraisal District Board was not planning to ask the County Commission, they would not have the support of 4 of the 5 agencies needed to proceed. James Benham made the motion to postpone in part because the appraisal district did not have a fixed-rate mortgage in writing, only a mortgage with a balloon payment.
I'm not going to vote for something that I don't have a full grasp of the information on. And I think it is unwise to be pressured by any timeline into potentially obligating the city into a liability or obligation that we're not comfortable with paying.
Mayor Nancy Berry was among those interested in BCAD building on county-owned land that's already off the tax rolls.
I would love to have you make the presentation to the county and then in an open forum where it's public, you could have this discussion with the county, and it's not, well, the judge says this or judge said that.
John Nichols said approving the request gave the appraisal district the ability to come back with a better offer became available.
Given the uncertainty about an alternative piece of property that does or does not seem to be on the market, I don't know. I think we should proceed to direct and support the appraisal district.
Carl Mooney joined Nichols and Steve Aldrich in calling to support the recommendation made by the BCAD board, which is appointed by the two city councils, both school boards and the county. Joining Benham and Berry in postponing the decision were Julie Schultz and Blanche Brick. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has set next year's tuition and fee schedules. That includes one change on the flagship campus. Regent Charles Schwartz of Houston announced students will not be charged $20 for increased advising services. That will be funded from other sources yet to be determined.
Even though that we are emphatically of the opinion that advising is money that our students should be enthusiastic about helping to pay for, that we think it's in the best interest of the university at this time to defer the advising fee.
Schwartz also said students are paying only one-third the cost of their education. That was also addressed by a new member of the Regents, Bob Albritton of Fort Worth, in response to opponents of raising tuition.
At some point in time, the students, the faculty, everyone is going to have to place some form, some level of trust in your Board of Regents that they are not making knee-jerk reaction decisions as it relates to anything, and especially something as sensitive as tuition.
Next year's tuition increase applies only to new students. When the Texas A&M System Board of Regents began yesterday's meeting, the flagship campus filed a federal lawsuit against the Indianapolis Colts over the use of the 12th man trademark. System Chancellor John Sharp made the announcement about protecting the trademark A&M has had since 1990.
We bear no ill will toward the Indianapolis Colts. We simply want them to respect our trademark rights concerning the 12th man, and our actions are consistent with our previous trademark reinforcements in this regard.
Almost 4 years ago, A&M contacted the Broncos after a parachutist flew into Mile High Stadium waving a 12th man flag. And in 2006, A&M settled a lawsuit with the Seahawks, where a license was granted to use the trademark. Two major parks projects in Bryan will begin construction soon. City Manager Keene Register provided an update at this week's council meeting.
Staff met with Sadie Thomas Pool Contractor on October 29th to discuss the finalizing the design and the city development review process. Construction could begin later this month, depending on how the final design process proceeds. The pool remains on schedule to be open in time for summer 2016.
Register says construction is set to start next month on the new skate park at Williamson Park. He also reminded those at the council meeting next Tuesday night at the Brazos Center, there is the opportunity to provide input about the future of Bryan Parks as part of the next city comprehensive plan. Another groundbreaking is taking place on the Texas A&M campus. This afternoon begins the fourth and final building of the $76 million Agricultural and Life Sciences Complex. The 80,000-square-foot Wildlife, Fisheries, and Ecological Sciences building will provide office space for about 150 people. This afternoon's program starts at 2 at the complex located on A&M's West Campus off John Kimbrough Boulevard, west of Penberthy. Parking is available next to Reed. Online at WTAW.com is an architect's rendering and more information. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 o'clock after Fox News or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte!
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Got a lot of land to work? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. Now, get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new M5 tractor. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
The fear of missing out. FOMO. It can strike at any time. Like not finding out about Sarah's killer party till you see everyone's pics on social media. It should have been you behind the person wearing that stir-fry wok as a hat. FOMO. Or not catching that episode everyone's talking about because you had to work late. Does the crew survive the zombie uprising? Spoiler alert, their brains don't. FOMO. But with all the tech features in the stylish Toyota Corolla, you won't miss out on anything because you have everything. Like available smart key system with push-button start, Entune multimedia with navigation, integrated backup cam, and of course, style like never before. So no mo, FOMO.
Right now, qualified lessees can lease a stylish new 2016 Corolla LE for only $169 a month for 36 months, with $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 11/30/15.
Good morning, it's 7:39 at Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Clouds are back. So is the chance of a couple of showers. Temperatures today 60 to 65. Partly to mostly cloudy for tomorrow, 45 to 50. Got the last home game of the season tomorrow. Looks like a decent day. Clouds and some sunshine, 60 to 65. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Chance of a couple of showers. Lows are 45 to 50. And scattered showers are in the forecast for the day Sunday. Highs will be 65 to near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It goes real fast, you know, and we in a meeting yesterday, we talked as a team, nobody cares more than seniors, because, you know, for a lot of these guys, you know, they're guaranteed really 180 minutes more football.
And that's it. And it's senior day. We'll have got more on A&M football coming up here in just a little bit. We'll also get you caught up with A&M basketball that starts off their season tonight, and just a whole lot more stuff going on in general with sports. We'll cover that for you in about 10 minutes.
7:40, as we mentioned, chance of showers pretty good on Monday and Tuesday. And actually, the pop-up showers have increased. There's not anything that's really glommed together as a big bunch, but if you're headed over toward Crockett or over toward Beaumont, and up toward Mahia, then you're going to get some... Going to get some shower activity. And again, we may have had something pass through. But wash your ears out with this. Stephanie Meyer's working on a new TV series for Hulu. Yeah. It's a Twilight author, of course. Probably heard of that. It's called The Rook, based on a novel by David O'Malley, The features a female with supernatural powers that works for the British government to defend the country. Okay, that'll be coming up. If you're feeling sad, deleting your Facebook profile might help you feel better.
Oh?
Just letting you know. New Science conducted said that Facebook, people who gave up Facebook for a week had higher levels of satisfaction than those who continued to use the social network. Hmm. But again, it probably is based on how you use the social network. So, how do you use Facebook? Just to share happy news? Puppy pictures? Things that your kid did? I mean, you know, what is it?
I mean, that. Sunrises are a popular one. That's true.
But again...
And then political thoughts.
Really?
I'm that person.
He's not kidding.
Actually, I think I saw something last week. We didn't do a story on it that there really is quite a bit of political activity on
there. Oh, absolutely. And your feed is sort of tailored to what you like and don't like.
Yep.
And there's concerns that you're creating, maybe not intentionally, but these algorithms are creating these sort of political echo chambers. Are they called walled gardens?
I call it Fox News.
Huh?
Well, think about it.
What?
People watch the television where the people on there say things that you agree with.
Well, sure. Okay. I mean, but that makes sense at least to a degree. You don't always want to be challenged on something you believe. If you believe the earth is round, you want to watch the channel that says that.
Yeah.
So if your values are one way, why shouldn't you watch something that at least is somewhat aligned? I mean, maybe challenges how you think about it.
Well, sure, its strength is the fact that you know what you know and everybody else is stupid, right?
Exactly.
Isn't that how we got to global warming or climate change? I mean, you tell me. Yeah. Yeah, I know better than you because you're stupid. How's that? We do that to you stupid network. See how that works. Hey, we mentioned this on Veterans Day, and I just want to remind you, and I probably will all the way through the holidays, anysoldier.com. If you'd like to send a package or to an individual, and you don't care who it is, because there are guys and gals out there who are serving our country who have no one to send anything to them. If you want to get some more information, and they probably give you some suggestions as to what to send, go to anysoldier.com. Okay, in the meantime... Man, I got a couple of stories about Americans being fat. I don't know that...
Well, we are. Move on. We know it.
Watch a different channel.
And we're going to die.
And we are. We're going to die. All right.
And we're all going to die. Exactly.
The Writers Guild of U.S. America has selected the 101 funniest movie screenplays and announced them. Just so you'd know. Okay.
Somebody was bored.
Yeah. Mel Brooks had 3, all of them in the top 12. That's pretty good.
Not really surprising.
Harold Ramis had 4. He writes pretty well. Here are your top 9, because we don't do 10. Monty Python and the Holy Grail, number 9. Number 8 is Blazing Saddles. Number 7, Dr. Strangelove. Number 6, Young Frankenstein. Number 5 is Tootsie.
Really?
Yeah, I know. That doesn't seem to fit. Number 4, Airplane.
Yes, sir.
Number 3, Groundhog Day, which is not bad.
That was a pretty good movie.
Number 2, from kind of way back, Some Like It Hot. That was Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis, dressed as girls in an all-girl band. Number one, Annie Hall.
No. It's no.
No. Others that were in there, This is Spinal Tap, which is pretty funny. The producers, The Big Lebowski, which is awesome.
Oh, yes.
Not family friendly, but funny. Ghostbusters, When Harry Met Sally, which is not bad.
All of those are better than Annie Hall.
You're right. Bridesmaids, which was a pretty funny movie.
Yes, it was.
It was good.
Duck Soup, There's Something About Mary, which was embarrassingly funny. The Jerk, and A Fish Called Wanda. Anyway, it's out there, and you can find it on the website. It's the 101 Funniest Screenplays. All right, so, you know, we have, we basically have, in both cities, we have departments within the city who get in touch with you when you're, I don't know, when your property doesn't look the way it should.
Yes.
You know, kind of a code enforcement type situation. Yeah,
yeah. The proverbial
Yeah, exactly. Narc at your neighbor thing. So how overgrown is your yard that you don't see the alligator that's in the ground?
Oh, my heavens!
Yes, in Tavares, Florida, William Beckard says that he was pulling weeds in his yard, pulling weeds, when the animal came out of nowhere. Well, that didn't come out of nowhere. It was right there. All of a sudden, I just had pressure, no splash, no nothing. Then I got up and like, there it was, right there. I never expected to get bit by an alligator in my own backyard, but I'm off the dock all the time fishing, you know, and my dog walks and everything, and all of a sudden, boom, that fast. You never know. I don't know if he talked like this or not. You never know what's going to hit you. He was taken to the Florida hospital where he was treated and released. Gator was caught and put down.
Made boots out of?
Yeah, probably so. Eventually going to get there.
But
thank you. Should have had the button ready for that one. Right?
Quality and yield. That's what top producing Texas growers are getting with FiberMax cottonseed. Mark Howard from Dalhart.
FiberMax has given us opportunity to use these new varieties that we can grow and push those cotton yields way up there and still maintain quality. That's a dream come true.
Michael Sinach from Spring Lake.
I planted FiberMax. When you feel bolts hitting you in the shin when you're walking down the road, you know it's going to be good.
FiberMax for quality and yield. Watch the stories behind the bales at FiberMax-HighYielders.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Now, there aren't many things that can raise the stress levels in a home like managing all the housework that needs to be done each week. Even simple tasks can get overwhelming. In my house, it's the socks. We're a family of 4, and every week we have to wash dozens of socks. Our 2 boys play sports like baseball and football, so they go through socks like crazy. And you know what? So do I. There's a lot of dress socks and crew cut socks and ankle socks and black socks and white socks. They're everywhere, those socks. At one point, we even had a sock night. My wife Jean set aside an entire evening just to wash everybody's socks, sort through them all to find matching pairs, and figure out which socks belong to whom. And we all pitched in very eagerly. Finally, Jean's mom came up with a brilliant idea. We bought some washable laundry bags made out of a net material. The idea is that everyone puts their socks in their own bag, and the whole thing gets washed together. And when we pull the bag out of the dryer, the socks are already pre-sorted. Brilliant! Give that idea a try at your house. I think you'll see what a difference a simple solution like that can make. And don't stop there. Let it inspire you to find ways to simplify other things around the house that cause you grief. Life at home will go a lot more smoothly, and it'll free up time that you can spend on really important things like each other. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
My name is Ruth Roosie, and this is how I live United. I read to children as part of United Way's education program. It helps them create links between language and literacy and prepares them for a better academic future. I figure I have the time and they have the need. My name is Ruth Roosie. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate,
Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Andro 400, I really love it. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. It was like I'm 25. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man.
Guys, if you'd like to see results like Dave Ryan's, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports brought to you by Team of Navasota and the deal of the day. It is 7:50. Starts off with high school football playoff action in Zach Taylor's high school football report.
The high school football playoffs are here, and there are several local teams in the postseason. The A&M Consolidated Tigers, who finished in a three-way tie atop the 18-5A district standings, will go on the road tonight to face Waco High. Here's Coach Dave Raffield on the Lions.
It'll be, like I said, a more of a traditional football game, old school. They can run. They got two or three kids on offense that can run, and they got some big, strong people on defense.
Kickoff between the Tigers and Lions is at 7:30 at Waco ISD Stadium. Broadcast will be on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, mentioned a three-way tie for the district title. The Bryan Vikings were also one of those teams. Coach Ross Rogers' squad will start their march to the state title tonight at home against a familiar foe, the Maynard Mustangs.
They're just so quick, and, you know, you can't spend a lot of time going sideways against them. You've got to be able to line up and run at them. Some we tried that last year, and sometimes not much success, so hopefully we can do it this year.
The Vikes and Mustangs take the field at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium. Coverage begins at 7 on Sports Radio 1150. And the third team that finished atop the 18-5A standings was the College Station Cougars, who will head to the postseason for the second time in program history. Their opponent, the Hutto Hippos, who eliminated them in the first round last year. Here's Coach Steve Huff.
Bottom line is it's a different season, and it is the same team. But at the same time, we approach it just like it's a playoff game. We've got to go to work, and, you know, we're in a single elimination tournament now.
The Cougars and Hippos are set to square off at 7:30 in College Station with broadcast on Peace 107. Head down south of town where Coach Lee Fedora and the undefeated Navasota Rattlers begin their defense of the 4A state title against the West Columbia Roughnecks.
They kind of got that old school in them on their offense side of it. They like to run the football, and I can tell you, if you're not going to tackle, if you're not going to wrap up, they're going to put up a lot of yardage on you running the ball. So we've worked that a lot this week, getting ready for tackling and doing the things that we need to do.
Game time for that one will be tonight at 7 o'clock in Waller. Coverage is on Navasota News 1550. Rounding out area play tonight, Brazos Christian hosts Texas School for the Deaf at 7 as well. To listen to any game on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations, just go to RadioAggieland.com. And to keep up with all of your favorite teams anytime, go to BrazosFootball.com. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Now I'll hop over to the big school. Aggie football hosting Western Carolina in a non-conference game at Kyle Field this weekend. With it all being the final home game of the season, it will also be the last time the seniors play at Kyle Field. It's senior day, and here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the upperclassmen.
It goes real fast, you know, we in a meeting yesterday, we talked as a team. Nobody cares more than seniors because, you know, for a lot of these guys, you know, they're guaranteed really 180 minutes more football. Yeah, there's a bowl game. They don't know where that's going to be, what's going to happen with that. But for most of them, it'll be the last time they play organized football for the rest of their life. And so their sense of urgency is always different.
One of those seniors is place kicker Taylor Bertolette, who says playing his last game at Kyle Field is a little bittersweet.
It's been a really emotional week for me. This whole week's going to be a super emotional time. You know, we met with Coach Sumlin and all the seniors met with him, you know, yesterday, and it's just been to be in that room and to know this is your last ride to be out in Kyle Field is super emotional. I feel like I've been here a long time. I feel like I've had, you know, I feel like there's days and times I've been, you know, super long, and then I feel like there's times where this just flew by. So there's a lot of emotion that's going into this.
Everything gets underway with a 6 o'clock kickoff broadcast on WTAW. A hop over the diamond where Erica Russell's 6 RBI night was more than enough for the Aggies as they took care of McLennan Community College 17-1 at the Aggie Softball Complex yesterday. That's the fifth win in a row for the ladies of more than double digits. On the guys' side, the Plowboys toppled the Farmers 7-1. They claimed the Omaha Cup. Aggie men's basketball is getting set to tip off their season tonight against UC Upstate. So yesterday, senior guard Daniel House was named to the All-SEC first team, while teammate Alex Caruso received second team honors. The guys are set to square off against the Spartans tonight at 8:30 as part of a Hoops doubleheader. The 13th-ranked ladies will face off against Texas State. They tip that one off at 6. A&M Volleyball looks to add to their 8-match win streak and climb back into a tie for first place in the SEC standings this weekend as the Aggies head to the Magnolia State to take on Ole Miss and Mississippi State Friday and then Sunday, respectively. And finally, A&M Cross Country serves as the host as the NCAA South Central Regional meet today. The Aggies will be pursuing team and individual berths to the NCAA Cross Country Championships. Regional meet begins at 10 with the women's 6,000, followed by the men's 10,000, which goes at 11, all at the Dale Watts course. NFL's Thursday Night Football saw the Buffalo Bills knock off the New York Jets 22-17, and Dez Bryant tried to knock somebody's head clean off. Dallas receiver Dez Bryant went on a profanity-laced rant at a reporter in the locker room yesterday.
How about y'all fix this?
And was further agitated when yet another reporter tweeted about that exchange. Bryant's second tirade interrupted Jason Witten's weekly press conference. The 13-year tight end worked to calm the situation down and help get Bryant entirely out of the locker room. A person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press that outfielder Colby Rasmus has accepted the Houston Astros' one-year offer at $15.8 million. That's just the qualifying offer, mind you. And we'll wrap it up in the NHL, where Jamie Benn scored the tie-breaking goal on a third-period power play, and the Dallas Stars went on to beat the Winnipeg Jets with a pair of empty net goals, 6-3. And that's going to do it for sports. We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota, and we are 2 weeks away now from your second Free Car Friday, which is going to be the day after Thanksgiving.
You have to go online, register to win. Last month, we gave away our first free car. The family that won it was really excited. It was
I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to be present to win.
The cool part about this, though, is it's going to be the day after Thanksgiving. So there are going to be people that have to be out of town, increasing your odds if you actually make the short drive to Navasota, because you got to be there to win it.
Chances are going to be pretty good, I believe.
Absolutely. To find out more, go online. What's the website?
TeamNavasota.com.
Before we go, we've got to do the deal of the day.
We have a 2014 Buick LaCrosse. It's fully loaded, and I'm knocking $12,000 off MSRP.
And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and the very best time to get a great Chevy deal is now. November is Black Friday all month long, which means that we're giving you even more discounts on our already low everyday prices. Why would we do that? Because we challenge ourselves to give you the best deals in the Brazos Valley. Not just one day, but every day. Come in and see our amazing prices and selection for yourself, or shop us online. We have the best internet pricing, hands down. It's Black Friday all month long at Tom Light Chevrolet, so don't wait to get your deal. You just might miss out on your new Chevy. See why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
This year, give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video Transbrand preserve your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other digital formats. We convert older style photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, and almost all video formats, even records and tapes, to new quality digital files. 2Video is located in South College Station and online at 2video.ws, or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, you'd think for $250,000 you'd be able to get a car that didn't have any glitches. Apparently not the case.
Okay.
BMW of North America, parent company of Rolls-Royce, has filed notice with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration of a recall. Rolls-Royce, a recall. A 2015 Ghost. That's a $250,000 base price car. That's right. I said one single solitary vehicle. They're calling back one Rolls-Royce.
That one Ghost, not the Phantom.
Right. The problem is that the front seat airbag on the sides might not deploy the way they're supposed to in a side crash. In the event of a vehicle crash necessitating airbag deployment, this may increase the risk of injury to a front seat passenger. The malfunctioning Ghost was manufactured when they know exactly when, January 23rd, 2014. How would you like to be that poor person, male or female?
Oh, the tragedy.
I know. You've got to go back in, get them to fix the airbag. They're going to make you sit and drink out of a styrofoam cup and watch Oprah in the waiting room.
I bet you they give you a loaner that's better than the one you've got.
Yeah, it could happen. Yeah, we'll give you one of these as a loaner. All right, it's 8 o'clock. WTAW. College Station, Brian.